It's our 300th episode anniversary, and we're going to make life easier for y'all. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this 300th episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
It is our 300th episode, week in and week out.
So I have to ask you, Tigger, after all of these episodes, 300 of them, what has been your favorite?
My favorite episode? Oh, I can't pick out my favorite episode.
Okay, favorite topics, maybe? I'll say topics, C with an S.
I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to say my favorite has been all of the different people that we've talked to from literally all over the country. Y'all are great.
Cattle battle.
Keeping tabs on the cow herd doesn't have to be waiting for your neighbor to call that your bull jumped over the fence and is in with their cows. It doesn't need to be, well, hopefully knowing that your bull is breeding all of the cows or that maybe a heifer has gone down and she's not drinking, for example. It's management at your fingertips. So today, for our 300th anniversary, it's all about the technology, gadgets and gizmos, the tools in the toolbox to make life just a tick easier and more efficient. Enter 701X, the autonomous rancher. 701X, it's a tagging system, a management tool that does so much more than I ever imagined. Chip Kemp, the Chief Strategy Officer, is with us today. Hey, Chip, let me start and set it up like this. Over the 4th of July, Beck and I were able to take a bit of time off from work and the office, studio, ranching, and the whole rodeo scene, and we headed to the lake. Now, sitting around the campfire the first night, a friend of ours asked me if I wanted to see his herd bulls. I figured he had some pictures in the pedigree that he wanted me to take a look at. And lo and behold, he pulls up the 701X app. I'm familiar with 701X. A few years back, we featured Max from 701X on the program. Chip, I got to be honest, I was amazed and mesmerized all at the same time. Here is his situation. He bought a new herd sire and put him in a very large pasture with several other bulls to mob breed. And he wanted to make sure that this guy was, one, always in the fence, but kind of moreover, he wanted to make sure that he was breeding cows, that he wasn't getting bullied by the other bulls. We pulled up the data on this bull. We could see the movement of this guy. We knew if he was breeding cows versus just laying in the shade all day. And off air during the break, you and I were visiting, and you used the example that if we could give the operator a break, get away from the ranch for a few days, head to the lake, was the exact example that you said. This is exactly what happened. He was able to get away for a couple days at the lake, make mama happy and the kids happy, play in the water and all that kind of stuff. But yet,
keep his own mind right. Too,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. And so, and he said, you know what? For a couple hundred bucks to be able to have an insurance policy that, yes, this bull is doing his job because they invested a lot in this herd bull, as everybody has the last few years. With confidence, he's breeding cows. He's able to capture that information. He's able to monitor the health of that bull. Everything, I got to say, Chip, I was beyond impressed with the 701X autonomous rancher. I was geeking out and I said, this is game changing for producers.
The point is to start to empower a producer again, right? Let's put them in a position where they've made this investment. Minimally, they're in this bull for 10 grand, right? And so for, I don't know, what, less than 0.5% of that value, not only do you know where he's at, that's vital. Is he where he's supposed to be? Did he get out of a fence? Did you get an immediate notification if he got out of a fence so you can go solve that problem and rectify it? But how valuable is it to know all of those data points that you just mentioned? He's the most expensive and most reclusive employee you have. He doesn't check in. He doesn't tell you when he's going to go to work or if he's going to go to work. And so now we can monitor that employee, right? And so we ensure he's healthy. If he isn't, we have time to do something about it. Is he performing? Is he mounting cows? Is he staying with the herds? Or you have a bull battery out there, as a friend of mine from a little bit west of you called me a few weeks ago, and he's got RXD probe tag in his entire bull battery. And what he found out is the most expensive bull he's ever bought does nothing, does absolutely nothing. And so all of these other bulls are out doing all the job. This guy's not sick. He's not hurt. Nothing wrong with him. He just lays in the shade down by the creek. And so is that going to inform his decisions going forward? Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. And so, and maybe it means in this case, maybe he's got five bulls out in his battery. Maybe he finds out he still gets everything bred up. So maybe his math that he's used in the past, where he feel like he had to rationalize five bulls, maybe if everything gets still bred up, maybe four bulls is enough. How much money does that change him?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just a matter of, I still need five bulls. I just need a different alternative than him. And so that to me is the entry. That's the gateway drug for most of our producers. Let's solve the problem on my bulls, the awareness of my bulls. And then, of course, it can begat a whole host of other things. We're quickly seeing mass adoption on females. Now, at first blush, when somebody says, that's a lot of money to put in each and every cow. And it is, and it's not for everybody, and we would not dare try to say that it is. On the other hand, when it comes to Roundup, and we often crush Roundup time from what it was before to down 20, 25% of the amount of time that it used to take you. What does that look like in terms of cost savings, in terms of labor savings, in terms of headache and stress? And on top of that, the calves that you used to bring in 4 weeks late, how far behind are they from the calves who came in, start getting fed up right off the bat, right? So they got fed and they're up and fluffy. The other calves are always going to be behind. So that when you take them to the sale, guess what they're going to do? They're going to sort them off. Now, instead of having that one massive lot that could really just dominate and crush a sale, now you get chopped up a little bit. Well, if we can get all those cattle up and those calves up quickly, we can help keep that uniformity that you've worked so hard and invested so hard to get. We can keep that on the table for you. So that's what happens when you start to saturate a given ranch or a given outfit with these sort of tools. And so I'm tickled to hear that, because yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do, is give somebody back the joy of ranching, even in an era when it's harder than ever to hire humans. It's harder than ever to balance your own obligations and your own time to your community, to your family, to your friends, to your ranch. And yet, to your point, your friend still got to do all the things that are important to him, and also address one of the biggest things that's been talked about in recent years, is the mental health of an agriculturalist. Those 2 days at the lake where he still knew what was going back at home, that's huge in terms of his own psyche to invest in his own business, of his own time, and his own passion.
So that is just part one of 701X, the Autonomous Rancher. After the break, we dive even deeper into the technology and application. It's the 300th anniversary of the Ranch It Up radio show, and we'll be right back. Calf prices are good, but want to add another $100 per calf? Here's the solution. Gelve and Balancer females add an average maternal weaning weight advantage of 22.7 pounds per calf. At a market price of $4.50 a pound on 5-weight steers with a 22.7-pound weaning weight advantage, that's an additional $102.15 per calf. Gelve and Balancer females, they make it work.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House, and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Grass changes, weather changes, and your cattle's nutritional needs change right along with it. But don't let your mineral program fall behind. Synergy with TRT from Westway Feed Products is built for real pasture conditions, helping support consistent intake, improved forage utilization, and more predictable herd performance. It's a smarter liquid mineral solution for beef cattle on pasture. Ask for Synergy with TRT liquid mineral supplement from Westway Feed Products.
We are back for part two with Chip Kemp from the 701X Autonomous Rancher. Now, Chip, you know me and know that I thoroughly enjoy data. I love data. I believe that data is power and it's knowledge. But also, as you know, I had to try to find a hole in this thing. Now, this exact example we've been talking about was a group of three brothers-in-law and their father-in-law that went together and put a tag in every single one of their herd bulls. And that is a whole pile when you figure their four families and the amount of cows that they run. And I was impressed a few years back when I first introduced our listeners to the 701X product. And I have to say that I am now even more impressed after really messing around with the app and being able to pull up, for example, specific pedigrees right then and there on these bulls. So to answer my own question, I wasn't able to find a hole in this thing.
First, back to your friends and the thousands of other folks that we get to work with. We're honored and humbled to be able to work with these folks because we do understand firsthand. Our company is owned and founded by a beef producer, right? You know my ties in the beef industry. I recognize what it takes for somebody to put those kind of dollars and invest those assets, those pennies into something that is new and different. So yes, we do integrate with many of the registries that are clients of ours. We can offer genomics in many situations. We tie in the sophisticated herd management system that you were playing with. For us, it's this integration of capabilities of those services. And that's why the fact that this is the only one of these technologies that is fully built, designed, assembled, sold in and from the U.S. When you talked about we all need and have this data that we want to utilize, and we do. But as I mentioned to you earlier from some past professional experiences, one of the things that I found, you know, personally frustrating, but also frustrating to the folks on the other end of the conversation was, we could have data points that were tangible, real, factual, and could make somebody better. However, they were difficult, they were cumbersome, or they just weren't put in a language that worked at the speed of commerce. And now in this 701X ecosystem, yep, we have loads of data, reams of data. But as a producer, you don't care so much about that. You want the answer from the data. So when you get that push alert to your phone that says, your bull hasn't mounted cows in 5 days. Now, you can make a decision. Okay, is it late in the breeding season? And maybe it shouldn't be. That's okay. Or what if we're 2 weeks into breeding season and he hasn't mounted cows in 5 days? You have time to do something about it. Or what if you're somebody who has these devices on your cow herd and you start to get a bunch of estrus alerts 3/4 of the way through breeding season? Essentially, what you're getting is a digital preg check saying something has went awry, right? That there are a large number of females that are not bred. What are we going to do about that? Or you've got this $20 little companion tag, a Bluetooth empowered EID in a calf who's now worth $2,000. And you get a notice that says, hey, this calf clearly has an illness and his activity level has decreased a lot in the last couple of days. And oh, by the way, when you go to look for him, it will take you to him. So you don't spend hours on a buggy or a horse trying to find him. Let's go solve the problem. And so that's what I enjoy so much about this system is delivers answers, not just a bunch more data and number crunching that you got to figure out something to do with.
A lot of listeners, they're going to say that this application is just for the seed stock outfit. And obviously that makes sense. But let me clarify that this group of four family members, all commercial, total commercial outfit. Not seed stock producers. They know the value of the most expensive employee on their operation. That's the walking bull, we've said. And this is only the start for them, putting a tag into each one of their herd bulls. Now, when I was a kid, Sundays, they were for running to pastures and checking and taking a head count, monitoring health, etc. But we could not get around to each and every bunch in a weekend. It might take a month before we could go through all the various groups and pastures. The 701X system, now that has taken pasture checking, if you will, to a whole new level.
We are blessed. We work with more seed stock producers than I can even fathom in this moment, thousands. But our bread and butter is the commercial client. Because just like EPDs from a seed stock standpoint, EPDs always need to be viewed through the lens of how do they work for a commercial client? Well, let's expand that concept. Everything we do has to be viewed through the lens of how does it work in the commercial beef business? So our overwhelming users of the tags and these passive data collecting wearables are commercial producers doing exactly what you have described in this very specific real world setting. And so whether it's normal fertility or health concerns, as you describe, whether it's having awareness of cattle in big country or grazing behaviors, or whether it's, you're down in Southeast Texas right now and you realize, hey, historically, screwworm follows the coast, right? I'm somewhere near Galveston and I run some cows. Yes, other folks are trying to help solve these problems, but to some extent, I have to look at options to help me, right? And so if we can have these tools that can grab this passive data from in pasture that can tell me really quickly, hey, there's something going on with this particular animal. I may not be able to tell you remotely always what that situation is, but I can give you the tangible awareness of there's a problem. Go put your eyeballs on it and diagnose the problem. What is that worth? Whether you're a mega rancher and your full-time business is running cows and that's where all your dollars come from. Well, if you're that outfit, guess what? You're really strung out as you're trying to balance economics, resources, the amount of ground you got to cover to check cows. Or if you're the person who, yep, you're a school teacher in town or the vice president of the bank or you work for Extension or what have you, you too are strung out and you can't get to your smaller cow herd all the time because you have a meeting, you have an event at school or what have you. And so if we can give you this awareness so that as you're in that meeting and you got a push notification to your phone that said, here's a problem. Okay, now I can decide, is it a big enough problem that I may have to accuse myself from this meeting? Maybe I text a family member or a friend, or it's simply saying, hey, so-and-so's calving. Okay, I feel pretty comfortable, she'll be okay. But when I get home in the dark, guess what I can do? I can go find her and know where she's at, and I can tag that calf and save myself an hour walking around in the wilderness trying to find her.
Chip Camp with 701X. So glad to have you on our 300th anniversary program. Now, there's so much more that Chip and I talk about with this program. So head to ranchchannel.com, click on the sales series, and listen to the entire conversation. We really deep dive and answer so much more about, like, the longevity of the tags, cost, how they're powered, replacement, what happens if they get caught in bale twine, all of that kind of stuff. So I encourage and invite, you know, as you're baling and raking hay in the wee hours of the morning, turn your speaker on for your phone or put your headset in or whatever you need to do and listen to the entire conversation. Again, just head to ranchchannel.com. Click on the sales series. We also have the direct links to 701X and all this information that Chip and I talked about in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. And you can always head to 701X.com to find more info. Time for a break. When we come back, the border is open to Mexican cattle. We talk about that more when the Ranch It Up Radio Show returns.
I run a 150 cow-calf operation.
2 years ago, Nick Small of Fullerton ran into scours in his cow-calf operation.
I had a big problem with coccidiosis scours, and I went to my whole herd.
The next year, after getting his herd on a dosage of Pharmatan Sweet Chestnut Tannin, how many cases of scours did you have?
Zero. I'm not kidding. I didn't have any.
Learn more at PharmatanUSA.com or call Joe Knopp at 402-340-3323.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Bighorn Classic is coming up August 17th through the 21st, followed by the Labor Day sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the Bighorn Classic live August 17th through the 21st on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. What if your bull selection could help put more money in your pocket? At Jorgensen Land and Cattle, every bull is bred and tested for feed efficiency, a trait that can help you maximize production and profitability. When you lease or buy from Jorgensen Land and Cattle, you'll benefit from superior genetics, proven sire lines, and support from a team with over 60 years of experience. Our breeding program was built to help commercial cattle producers develop better cow herds and stronger feeder calves. Head to JorgensenFarms.com and follow us on Facebook. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, one of the nation's largest seed stock providers.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show. It's that time in the program when we check in with Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated. Let's recap the markets from last week, then we're going to get into a little discussion of the latest news. So, Kirk, numbers-wise, let's start there first.
All right, Tigger, as of Friday, July 24th, we obviously had a very big news week, as you kind of mentioned there, with the cattle on feed, cattle inventory, and also a USDA announcement that the U.S.-Mexico border would be reopening to cattle trade starting in Douglas, Arizona on August 24th. I'm sure that's where you want to go in a bit, so I'll leave that at that. As far as the futures market goes, August feeder futures closed the week at 345.80. That's down 12.5 cents on the week, so basically flat, with the CME feeder index down 1438 at 349.65. So we did have a pretty good decline in the cash price. That left the basis at a positive $3.80, a very normalized basis now, with futures getting a little rally to close the week and cash being down that $14. We did have the two reports I mentioned earlier. Cattle on feed came out at 102.2 versus expectations of 102.3. Placements at 97.1 versus expectations of 97.7. And marketed at 97.3 versus expectations of 97.2. The industry is considering that report neutral. I would agree. I think that's all within expectations, and I would consider that report neutral. The cattle inventory report, which comes out every 6 months, showed beef cows still down at 99% of last year as a bullish factor. But on the other hand, dairy cows were at 102, and that's actually quite a concerning number. That's as high as the dairy cow herd has been since 1993. So the dairy herd is definitely growing in response to these day-old calves. And if you take a look at milk prices are right at the 10-year average. So it's a little bit concerning that the dairy herds are definitely responding to these calf prices. And if calf prices would break in the dairy herd, day-old calf prices, that could definitely leave that industry in a little trouble. Dairy replacement heifers were also at 103, and beef cow replacements were at 103. So herd growth has clearly started. Now, just kind of getting off the mat and just getting started, but definitely we are in the rebuilding stage. August live cow closed the week at 227.07.5. That's up $2.72.5 on the week, with cash trading mostly 230 and a few as high as 232 late in the week. That left the five area weighted average $8.22 lower at 230.37 on 8,228 head. And the basis against August futures also a normalized $3.29.5. Choice boxes, our continued weakness in the market, we're down another $5.57 at 361.24. We really need to get them boxes to catch. Weekly slaughter was a low 528,000. That's 3,000 above last week, but 26,000 below the same week last year. Dress weights remained at 887 pounds. That's 22 pounds above last year. The combination left yearly production 0.1% larger at 5.8% less than last year. Fresh beef imports, another concern we're watching in this market, remained at 11% over last year. If we kind of dive into that, Brazil's up 11%. Australia is up 14%, New Zealand's up 6%, Canada up 1%, and Mexico up 25%, which we'll hit on, I'm sure, with the USDA announcement that most of that meat is already coming across in boxes as represented by that data point. To wrap my section up and go into figures questions, December corn closed the week at 487 and a quarter. That's up 19 cents on the week. Corn continues to be supported by wheat and soybeans. It is overdue a correction, but the chart looks very supportive.
So is this my turn to jump in with my questions?
It's your turn.
That you know that I'm going to. How does this or how could this affect the market? Is this kind of just a drop in the bucket of really affecting that cash market, especially when we've got another big run of video sales coming up here this next month?
So I think if we look at it statistically or from a data-driven analysis, the beef industry in Mexico has clearly changed. They've built a lot of feeding and processing capacity. Most of those cattle are already coming across in a box, as I mentioned before, with the beef exports from Mexico up 25%. So statistically, are we going to see a huge flush of placements from Mexico with the border open? No, I do not think it is. However, a market is also made up of emotional factor. I think all your listeners would agree that the border being closed added an emotional crutch or support to this market. And I would argue maybe irrationally, because that meat was already coming across in a box. And now, no matter how rational the thought is, we are removing that crutch from an emotional perspective. So are we going to have a huge statistical swing because of the border opening? No, I don't think so. I do think psychologically the damage could be pretty significant, and maybe more to the point, we are at levels on the charts that we must support. The bulls must defend these levels. So a minor psychological sell-off could be real chart damage right here.
And I think the key to take away from that is the fact that the cattle were still coming over. They were just coming over in a box.
I would agree. I would argue the border remaining closed should not have been bullish. And the flip side could also be supported that her opening is not overly bearish from a statistical perspective.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Chip Kemp with 701X, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. And so glad y'all came with us for the 300th time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Call or text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.